We have, since the Christian ages, given ourselves to the proposition rightly that life must have some kind of sense in this historical struggle. But not simply so. This history of ours is shot through with moral obscurity. Death for the wrong cause, death for the right cause, pains of victory, groans of defeat. There's no simple meaning here. The faith that some of you and I hold has significantly, I think, significantly, as the illuminating point of meaning, a cross, which represents not only the goodness that we ought to achieve, but represents the clue of meaning to the mystery of suffering God. A suffering God, taking suffering into himself. No simple meaning here, yet ultimate meaning. An ultimate meaning which overcomes all the contradictions in some final form, which we cannot perfectly see, but discern by faith. In days like this, as a matter of fact, in any day you could say, this is always a little bit like St. Paul suggested. Some people are not perplexed. Some are perplexed, but unto despair. The question is, can one achieve a soberness that has perplexity in it, but is not overcome by it? We have been living in a culture which was not perplexed. It had a simple answer to the problems of life. It was a little too simple, and the heights and depths of life and the tragic realities of life did not correspond to it. So then we moved from a situation of not being perplexed to a situation of despair. What we have to find is a faith which is perplexed, but not unto despair. St. Paul puts it in another way, which I think is particularly relevant to our situation. He says, in a day of darkness, there are people in darkness who either sleep or are drunken. They that sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. Let us, poor of the day, watch and be sober. Now, the sleep of the night, that's complacency. That you get on an individual and a national level, nationally you've got it when people tell us that we are really a wonderful nation, that we're bound to win this struggle and so forth and so on, complacency. That will not look at the depth of our problems. Drunkenness, that's hysteria. It also comes out of the night. We get overwhelmed with our problems, and one of the most terrifying things about this nation is that there's a good deal of hysteria in it. This proves to me, by the way, that our problems are not purely political, because some of this hysteria comes out of the deeper roots. Our whole culture is on the edge of despair because our simple schemes of meaning no longer work. They that sleep in the night, they that are drunken in the night. Let us who are of the day watch and be sober. This soberness has to dispense with many illusions. Give up many simple schemes. But never does it have to be irresponsible. The Christian faith, as I understand it, neither allows us to build false utopias on earth, nor fly up into Plato's heaven. In every historic situation, something has to be done. Something must be done. There is always an immediate responsibility which must be fulfilled. We cannot see the end of this responsibility, and yet we act in faith. Life is not simply rational, meaningful only if we can discern by faith a meaning beyond our means.